Hello and welcome to the DD&D podcast, Demented Dungeons and Dragons.com, where we talk about everything, including but not limited to PK Red Towers, Mysteria Legacy, and Dungeons and Dragons. Right now, we forgot our marshmallows on our bonfire.
I don't have a bonfire, we have a barrel fire.
Yeah, that's what I said. And I got a notification that our storage is almost full. So I don't know if it's going to cut us off or not, but we'll find out. I'm not going to talk too long tonight anyway. I got to hit the hay early today. Right. Our normal podcast is like 3 hours long.
I don't think we can stick this over.
No, we probably need to chop it up. I got the loppers in the back of the truck.
I don't think because I'll have to chop it up.
I know. Anyhow. Topic for today, I guess we'll talk about games. Games, games! What games do you play, Mom? Trivia Crack?
Trivia Crack. Spider Solitaire and... Sudoku.
Sudoku. Is that the one that Grandma used to play?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
She did, it's with numbers. She did... crossword puzzles and stuff like that.
Well, she did one that was kind of like where you match up these like Chinese or Japanese dice. I thought it was Sudoku. Oh well. Anyway. It's called Dungeons and Dragons. Just kidding.
Mahjong.
Maybe Google knows. Okay. Just got a text message about Psychic Church. Jamie's going. I was planning on going. Jamie's going, I guess. So that gives me more reason to go. But her and her daughter are both going. The first time I went was with her. Wait, no. Yeah. No. I can't remember. But I slept since then. I know she was there, but I don't know if I gave her a ride or she showed up on her own, but I think we went together. She doesn't have the address, so I'll have to send it to her. So, Mysteria Legacy. Mysteria Legacy. That's the game I'm playing. David's playing, I think it's called Maba Noogie.
Where's David?
Who knows? He hasn't responded to any of my texts all day long. Huh? It's not me, it's him. I don't know. Yeah. No. I don't know what his deal is. He's been non-responsive lately. And non-productive, but that's a different subject. So, Mysteria Legacy. That's about the only game that I've been able to find that's remotely close to PK or Red Towers. Red Towers is I'm in Red Towers now. Sir Snot says, hello, RT Red. I mean, hello, Red Tower Hardcore. And then I can't see the rest here because it's loading. Says, please wait. And they'll probably give me an app error and shut down on me. No, it didn't. Oh, he says, hello, RT Hardcore Gamers. I'm going to be like, LOL. Yeah, the Red Towers are so dead. You're going to suffocate that fire. Maybe. You're a pyro. You know what you're doing. No, you're not going to suffocate it. It does look like it from up here. Red Towers is so dead. My deal from like last week is still in the chat deal. And it's not as dead as Map Your Empire. Map Your Empire is like the deadest game ever.
Which one are you playing?
Not playing this one. Last time I was on this one was April 26th, and the last person that was in this chat was on April 29th. I'm sorry, what?
We got the Mexicans up the street because they're Cinco de Mayo-ing.
Oh, okay.
Or it's Saturday.
Hello. There's some interesting ticking in the background.
Hello and welcome to the DD&D podcast, Demented Dungeons and Dragons.com, where we talk about everything, including but not limited to PK Red Towers, Mysterio Legacy, whatever you play, and Dungeons and Dragons.
Whatever you play.
Baba Noogie, right?
Yeah, usually.
Right on. I wasn't sure what the name was, but I thought that's what it was.
Until I get a source of electricity, though, it'll probably go on hold for quite a while. I've probably got about 2 more weeks of playing it before. Well, the good news is, if I don't play it for 3 months, they have a return incentive where they give you special prizes for coming back.
Well, the Prodigal Son Prize.
Yeah, basically. So,
cool.
So what you do is you create some mules, and you after you've gotten up to a certain level with them, you let them retire for 3 months, and then bring them back. And then let them retire for 3 months and bring them back.
Right. Or once a year, just have like 12 mules and have them play 1 month out of the year.
Well, you know, the proper purpose of a mule is to hold on to your extra stuff. So if you just let one rest for 3 months at a time, you know, pass all of its stuff off to other mules and then just retire it for 3 months.
Right.
You know, just do that on rotation. So.
Kill, kill. My
all
mom
right.
killed the fire.
That's your mom. I was wondering who the woman in the background was.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, actually, it's getting chilly enough.
About ignoring both of you. ignoring both of you.
Well, we talk about everything, even about being ignored.
I'm good at that, ain't I?
What?
I'm good at ignoring.
Huh?
I'm a bus driver.
You know,
no,
if
just,
she's on your end and you can't understand her, that explains why I can't understand her on this end.
Oh, he can understand me. He's just going, huh?
Well, I could barely understand you. I understood that last part.
Well, that's because I was standing clear away from her, too. So, anyways, I was just talking about games.
Yeah.
I play Trivia Crack. That's boring to you guys.
Trivia Crack.
Yeah.
Trivia Crack.
What's that?
It's a plumber's game.
Trivia.
A plumber's game.
You
Is that where you clean the toilet?
No.
Or you fill
like
the toilet?
You answer trivia questions.
Oh, it's a bunch of crap. Okay, I get it.
Plumber's Crack.
No, crack. You know, like a plumber's crack?
Trivia crap? Okay.
No, crack.
Oh, okay, okay. So, I was talking about Map Your Empire, and I went and looked in there, and pretty much...
Look at the vacuum. We can blow this air in here.
It's
just
pretty dead.
Take cork out of your ear.
Cork out of your ear? You don't want to get a
lot of air. Do what, David?
So is Trivia Crack a Android game or Google Play?
No.
Yeah.
No, you could do you could play it with an iPhone.
What about the PC?
Okay, so it's a phone type game.
Yeah, I think you could play it on the PC too because she sends it to my email every once in a while. And I never go to it.
Right.
Just kidding. I sometimes do. And I think I've gone to it with my phone and on the computer.
Well, Dennis Minish used to play what's it called? Words with Friends, something like that?
Yeah, that's a stupid game.
That's a stupid game, she said. Quit.
It's basically Scrabble. It's Scrabble on your phone.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
That got stuck up there. Yeah, I know. And the words, I never heard of some of the words. It won't let you play the words you know. It'll only let you play the stupid words.
Oh, that's all right. I'm a cipher cracker. So you give me a bunch of letters, and I can very quickly go through every combination of those letters, and what I'll do is I'll select the highest value letters, and I'll work with them first, and I'll do every combination of two-letter words that are possible with those letters, even if they're not words, and I can go through them very quickly, and the game tells you it's not a word. So you go on to the next one, 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 and so I'd come up with these really high-value things that, you know, I was surprised at some of the things that were words, but they used all the high priced letters, and so I didn't care. And
well, I never heard of some of the words. I'm gonna go get some more papers.
Yeah, so I was getting really high scores, and you know, like, you know, every time Dennis was wiped out, it's like.
Nice.
He'd send me a text, make your move. It's like, well, I haven't found the right combination yet. You know, So, you know, he thought I was, you know, like an expert at Scrabble or something. No, because they won't let you get away with that at Scrabble.
Right.
You put down a Q and a Z on the board, and they're going to say, no, that's not a word. No, that's not a word. No, that's not a word. Stop goofing around.
Goofy goober.
You know, but, you know, because, you know, if I was to do that in a real Scrabble game, I'd probably put down 1,000 different combinations before I finally hit on a word. But
right.
The machine don't care. So I just went through every possible combination until I hit something. And it was like...
There you go.
I wasn't trying to spell words. I was just trying to find letters it would accept.
Did you get my text messages earlier?
Yeah, yeah. If you messed up my machine, I'm going to cry.
I didn't. You probably knew I was messing with you.
So, actually, my phone went beep about an hour after the last text message. So, yeah, I went down and I planned some stuff for Lola and moved some wood for Shirley because Bill won't let her. And, yeah, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, Bill don't want her to croak by working too hard like a mutual friend.
Well, you know, I don't think he was really working too hard. I mean, it was too hard for the condition he was in, but...
True.
You know.
For his age, not really, but for his condition.
Yeah, for
I
his
didn't
condition.
I didn't realize they were as frail as they are.
Yeah, they're pretty frail. And you know, he really wasn't doing that much, and I wouldn't have stopped him.
Well, I must have seen him panting or something.
Yes and no, but, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
I get to drive. We're not going to mention names because we're on the program. I get to drive for her Monday, and I will take that opportunity to talk to her. You know, I'll point out her driving situation. I need to call and talk to Deb tomorrow to find out where Deb actually stands on the issue of checking on her. You said she has to call you. See, not mentioning names. You said that Deb, that D said that.
It's a little late now.
I know, but you know. Anyway, you said that D said that C would have to call her.
Pretty much.
That D is not going to just check on C. C has to reach out. All right.
Pretty much.
So I will talk to Deb and see where she stands on that. All right.
I mean, so. I kind of understand and I kind of don't. I mean.
Well,
we should have probably stayed more in touch. I mean, I feel bad that I didn't stay more in touch because, you know, I mean, I was always busy. I'd just drive by their place and honk the horn, but I'd keep going and never stop.
Right. Well, see, she may not have wanted you to stop. And so that's one of the other things I'm going to take advantage of when I'm driving for her tomorrow, on Monday, not tomorrow. I'm going to ask her.
They're private people.
How often do you want me to check on you? She goes, well, I don't, you know, she says, I don't want you to check on me at all. It's like, well, you know, we're concerned about you, and it's a little hard to check on you if we don't check on you.
Right. How do you do something? Well, you know, the thing of it is this is an off-podcast subject, but the thing of it is, and it's not really... I mean, her and other people, for that matter. she just lost somebody very dear to her. She feels like her world is done, over. My grandmother was the same way. My grandmother was just depressed the entire year.
Right, and your grandmother's family, so you know better than just letters stew.
Yes and no. I mean, you have to let her process on her own. You can't force them to pull themselves up by their bootstraps and get on with their life. I mean, my situation, and yours for that matter, isn't near as bad. Well, it's different. You know, our partners, the people that we loved so dearly, like they loved so dearly, our partners cheated on us, stabbed us in the heart, and whatever. They're still alive.
Yeah, they're still physically there.
But they killed everything that we hold dear.
Yeah.
Where, in their case, that person that they loved and cared about is now gone forever.
Right.
And don't feel like living without that person, because that person was, like we a lot of people say, their better half, their other half. Now they don't feel complete anymore because a piece of them is gone forever.
Well, to be quite frank, your loved one disappears on you by cheating and whatever, same difference. The chunk of you is taken forever.
Well, yes, I agree. But other people probably don't. I mean, I tried to say that it was somewhat similar but not the same to one of our mutual friends, and she tried to poo-poo me by saying I'm full of crap, but it's not the same. So it's in the eye of the beholder.
I suspect that the one you was poo-pooing you was the one that left her husband because he was too boring.
No.
Okay.
Starts with an L.
Oh, well, she's insensitive.
That's true. So, but anyhow.
Yeah, she's insensitive and little questionable on making sure children aren't abused.
Yeah. Anyway, so, yeah, I mean, I trust her like I trust Jerry.
Yeah, that's the point, too. She might not be the one to have checking on Cindy, but she's the one most likely to do it. So.
Right, but, you know, I don't know. It's just...
I did it again.
I know you.
We're going to have to put bleeps on the...
Yeah, find your house. That don't matter. But anyhow, it's not like we
have... Well, when we started having a listenership...
That's true, especially if they're our friends. But they're talking about us on their podcast.
Yeah. Well, you know, some of this is applicable to the podcast. Names aren't, but the situations are, because, you know, people go through this stuff.
Yeah, so anyways, my point being... She doesn't need people pressuring her.
Right.
You know, encouragement, uplifting, you know, being just, I think, me empathizing with her and just being there to allow her to have somebody to talk to. I think she felt like she connected with me more than anybody. I don't know, but that's how I think. I mean, that's the message that I got, okay?
Yep, and she's going to need a female friend who does that very thing.
Yeah, and I don't think we have any of those, but except maybe my mom. But what I'm trying to say is from the feedback that I got, if what I'm doing is correct, what she needs or what she wants, maybe what she needs is different, but what she's responding to is nurturing, you know, somebody to understand what she's going through and, you know, kind of just walk her through everything. You know, she's going to have to do the walking, but she needs somebody to walk with her as she processes the information, as she processes through the situation. And it's not going to happen overnight. I mean, people are like, oh, you got to pull yourselves up by the bootstraps. It's only been a month. It's been 5 years since my ex's affair and we got divorced. And I'm still not over it. I mean, I'm only over it while I'm in a relationship. But once that relationship dies, because my last two relationships were like nightmares, once, you know, I forgot, well, I've kind of sort of forgot about her while I was in the relationship. But then when the relationships died and they were over, I went back to thinking about her again.
Shame on you.
Well, I know. I'm an idiot. So, because she was the best relationship I ever had, or at least one of them, but she was the longest relationship I ever had. And most of my relationships only last a year or two. And I knew her for
20 years, but 12 of that she was cheating on me.
Right? So. Well, yeah, mine didn't cheat on me until like the last month, but she probably thought about it sooner. But, no, I mean, we were good for all the way up until like the last year or so, and things started getting bad, and then she went behind my back, and everything died.
Well,
but hey, I got
a
date. That's
the nature. That's the nature of cheating. I mean, they don't do it in front of your face.
Well, of course. But hey, I might have a date. I got a date tomorrow.
Woohoo! Yeah, your mom don't count, you know.
Well, she's going with me, but it's not my mom. It's not really a date either. I bought some paintings from this girl.
Ooh.
That I met at a metaphysical deal that Jamie took me to.
Oh, very good. Oh, so she finds you somebody, but she won't find me anybody because I'm special.
Pretty much. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, I'm going to have to put you on my blacklist also.
Now, funny thing about that was the other day, you know, or the other week or whatever when I was feeling depressed, I asked her what might be about me that might repel women because, you know.
And she said, David Ray?
How did you know?
Oh, my God.
No, really, that's what she said.
Oh, my God.
I'm just kidding. So,
I'm going to cry.
But seriously, you know, because when I first met her, I was interested in her just like anybody would. She was very attractive. And she's still fairly attractive. She's got an attractive personality. She's a good person. She just put on some weight. But anyway.
Hey, I know there's women who are attracted to me out there. There was Miss Random, and God, I can't remember that fat cow's name.
Well, I know. Oh, that girl, your McDonald's girl.
Yeah, that girl.
That girl. That girl. That girl. McDonald's.
Yeah, that girl that immediately have introduced me to her. To her gay friend, because I wasn't interested in tapping that blubber.
She was a big girl too, boy. I tell you.
I was willing to talk to her, but and be friendly and such, but I was not going to bed her down.
That girls need loving too.
You know, if they really need it. They can lose the weight and get it.
Well, that's right.
Oh, but then again, in this area, there's probably plenty who thought she was perfectly attractive.
She was average.
Sadly, yes. As a matter of fact, she was lighter than average. She still qualified as a potato hog, but
tater hog.
Yeah, if you like tater hogs, we live in the middle of tater hog heaven.
Tater hog heaven.
So you know, you can go ahead and move in this area, though I shouldn't encourage you to do so, because then you'll encourage other women to become tater hogs. Because they'll see that, you know, men are attracted to that type. And I would prefer that some hot chicks moved into the area and showed the tater hogs what's wrong with them.
Right. Stop eating all that garbage.
Yeah.
Because you don't get fat from anything you don't put in your face.
What are you saying?
Exactly. Diet and exercise, I mean, you know, not like go on a diet, but what you eat and your physical fitness will contribute
oh, yeah.
to how big you are or how little you are, how healthy you are.
Oh, yeah, that chickweed that's growing underneath our oak tree, I will, even though it's scrawny, I will be harvesting and eating that in mass quantities. I'll do my best to encourage it to grow even more. And if I can figure out how to make it thick and luscious, I will do that. But, you know.
So, rewinding. Yeah. Well, before we rewind, chickweed, yes. Chickweed is very good for you. It tastes good. If you need to lose weight, chickweed is your go-to grass that is probably growing in your front or backyard right now.
Yeah, it's not a grass, but it's an herb. It tastes like iceberg lettuce, but it has more fiber and lots of nutrients in it. Whereas your average iceberg lettuce was grown in a hothouse, the only nutrient that it has in it is probably water.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have very much nutrition.
Yeah, so. You know.
So, going back, Jamie actually did not hook me up with this girl. But, because, you know, originally I was interested in Jamie, too, and she made it clear that we were friends. Now I think she might be more interested in me, but she wasn't then.
Yeah, but now she's, never mind.
Right. So, Anyhow, now you made me lose my train of thought.
Jamie helped you find this girl,
okay.
The artist.
I the other day or whatever it was last week, I said, you know, what is it about me that might repel women, you know, because I need to know what I need to work on if there's something I need to work on. And she's a woman, one that I used to be and still kind of might be a little bit attracted to, you know, more or less friends now, but she's actually more like a best friend now than she would be somebody I'm attracted to for a mate, but nonetheless. So I asked her, I says, you know, what might it be? And so, and she goes, I don't know. And then I threw out some examples of things that I thought might be wrong. And she said, maybe. She didn't really think those things were wrong, bad. And then she goes, I think you're perfect the way you are. I said, and so then I was like, well, maybe I need to find a woman like you.
Right. Yeah, the thing is, though, Jamie doesn't strike me as being too honest about telling you about your faults.
I understand. So, I mean, you know, I see that she might maybe, if she sees somebody that might be good for me or us, not together, but separately, you know, she might send them our way, but I wouldn't hold my breath.
No. For one, I don't think she hangs out with other girls.
No, typically not. I mean, she has girlfriends, but she doesn't really hang out with other girls unless she's attracted to them. And that's a different subject.
Right.
But, anyways, we went to this metaphysical deal about a year ago. And this is like right after I got off the road and I didn't have any money. And I picked Jamie up and took her and Brittany to this ordeal. And Jamie actually gave me money to spend at the event. It was almost like I was her date, but it was funny. But I was broke. I didn't have any money. So she wanted me to go with her, and she actually paid for me to get one of the metaphysical experiences. Everything was donation. She, like, gave me $220 to donate to one of these kiosks, if you will, for their deal. I ended up doing the acupuncture. But, long story short, I met a girl there. She was a metaphysical painter. She does paintings. I don't really know all the ins and outs of what she does as far as her paintings go, because I don't really get into the metaphysical a whole lot.
Right.
But I did like one of the paintings, and I liked her. So I kind of sort of stayed in touch over the past year. I didn't so much at first because one of her kids is mixed, and so I automatically assumed she wouldn't be interested in me. I thought she liked black guys. But then after paying a little bit more attention, I realized that only one of her kids is mixed. The other one's not. And she's very much into a lot of the things that we're into. She's already doing CES. She's already doing Ubuntu.
There you go.
Right? She's already went to one of Cloud's classes and is studying to be one of his medicine women.
So she's been down in this area.
She's in Kansas City, but she basically is on my wavelength. She's basically doing a lot of the things that I'm promoting and haven't had time to do.
Yeah, but if she had contact with Cloud, she's been down here.
Maybe. Cloud is doing stuff up here also.
Oh, okay.
His classes are up here. Or at least some of them. But he's not doing it alone. He's got like two or three business partners or something that he's working with. Because she mentioned a couple names, and I didn't recognize them. One of the names is Jonathan. And then there's a lady. But I don't know those people. I only know Cloud. But she's doing those things, you know? The things that we talk about doing, she's actually doing
them. There you go.
And so that has brought us actually a lot closer. And so I ended up buying two paintings from her. Because she had a new one that I liked. And then the one I originally liked was still available, so I went ahead and bought it before it wasn't available anymore, because I was actually kind of lucky that it was still available. So, and maybe it was meant for me, I don't know. So I'm going to go pick them up tomorrow. But at the same time, it's Mother's Day is around the corner. So I kind of made it a lunch date. Mother's Day business, a business casual Mother's Day lunch. And it kind of gives me an opportunity to get to know her better, you know, face to face. And if we have a good lunch, I'm going to ask her out on a real date.
Woohoo.
Woohoo. Because I think she might say yes. So, yeah, I mean, because she's practically, I mean, well, nobody's perfect. I wouldn't say she's practically perfect, but she seems to be a lot like us.
Practically perfect in every way?
Practically perfect in every way.
So we can call her Mary Poppins.
Hey! That might work. No. I mean, yeah. I've been watching her for a year. I mean, I haven't been, like, stalking her or anything. I probably should have. No, I probably should have been paying more attention to her, but I hadn't. I was hit and miss, but yeah, now I don't know. I'm thinking there might be something there. So that's what I'm doing tomorrow. I'm going to go to Psychic Church tomorrow. Jamie and Brittany are going. It's like church in the afternoon. In the morning, I'm going to regular church with my mommy. But, yeah. Mysteria Legacy.
Right. What's that have to do with psychic church?
What? Yeah.
What? What?
What? Mysteria Legacy. Well, I was talking about gaming right before you called.
All right.
Map Your Empire is dead, as usual.
Well, it started out dead.
Pretty much.
So has it turned over in its grave, or is it, you know?
Define turning over in its grave.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah, no, I don't think it has. It's just dead. My mom's doing her pyromania. My mom's a firebug.
Yeah, we'll have to start doing campfires because it's that time of year.
Campfires! Next month!
Oh, yeah, let her know what kind of fish she's supposed to buy before she comes down.
Oh, yeah, next month is June. We'll throw a June bonfire birthday party for my mom.
There we go.
You're not supposed to inhale the smoke. Shut up. Here's the clippers.
Are you supposed to get high if you don't inhale the smoke?
Yes. And I said yes. The last one you gave me. Yeah. I'm sorry, what?
How are you supposed to get high if you don't inhale the smoke?
Yeah. So, Map Your Empire. Oh, I was reading this and I was responding to it when you called in. Let's see, I was pretty much the only person on all month last month. There was a couple other people.
I'm always at work.
This guy, I said, I'm about to give up hope on these PK spinoffs. That was on the 23rd. On the 26th, nobody was on there. So since the 23rd, so I just wrote dot, dot, dot. Then on the and I hadn't been back till today. The 29th, someone says, hey, this project has at least a live chat on a live chat online. Great. I still have contact with several friends and foes from PK times. I think if it comes up and running, I can bring in a kingdom without a problem. I responded, LOL. Red Towers or Mysteria Legacy is the only games running and working right now.
Mysteria Legacy doesn't even count as PK related, though.
Only because it's not location-based.
Pretty much. And it's too Super Mario whatever. I don't know. I'm sorry, but it bores me.
That's because you're boring.
Yeah. Nice and boring. Oh, my.
So anyways, Red Towers is pretty well dead too. My message from last week is still in the chat box, but it's not as dead as Map Your Empire.
Map Your Who?
Exactly. So I'm waiting for Red Tower chat to load. And they pretty much abandoned the game, but they left it up and running, just like Map Your Empire. You know, Map Your Empire ain't got nothing but a chat, a crappy chat at that, but they just left it up, and they say they haven't abandoned it, but they pretty much abandoned it. And Red Tower pretty much the same thing. But at least Red Towers was further along. You can actually play the game, even though there's not much to do.
Oh, okay. So it's still... You can still go burn down people's flags.
Oh, yeah. You can still do everything we were doing before, when we were actually into it, before we got bored. Yeah, all my characters are pretty much in in Stockton at the farm. I just moved everybody there and quit playing. I just go to the chat now just like everybody else. Nobody leaves their circles. Yeah, you know, it's like a lot of them only have one circle and they never leave it. They're waiting for a real game. They didn't enjoy what it was while it was. They just been sitting around on the sidelines waiting for something to happen, and nothing happened.
Right.
At least, you know, we took advantage of what they had to offer till we got bored with it.
Well, until they shut it down.
What do you mean by shutting it down?
It was shut down for a while, wasn't it?
Well, that's true. It was shut down for almost a month.
Right, and that's, you know, I saw every once in a while somebody was attacking my flags, but that was about it.
Yeah, that 1 month that they were down. And I don't think they shut it down. I think they were just
usually
down.
Some jerk by the name of Kano. I don't know, but...
Oh, that was just me burning our trail, going up to all of our stuff, so
I know.
Red 13 didn't come up to our area.
Yep.
So, yeah, I was just burning our trail. Because Red 13 was burning everybody's flags.
Sure. So, you know, burn the flags before Red 13 can burn them.
Well... It's either that or he follows our trail all the way home and burns everything we have.
This is true.
So, I just got rid of the trail.
Yep.
But I did burn some of your flags in Stockton.
What for?
Well, because I have the alt character called Road.
Yeah. And okay. So you were creating roads.
Yeah, I was moving your flags out of the way so that I can create roads.
Right. Sort of like what we asked Jazz 13 to do when...
And PK.
Yeah, when I finally convinced people, look, we can extend the city to those places where we wanted there to be a city.
Well, you didn't give us enough data. You were just saying you were trying to extend it, and we thought you was going to make it one long spaghetti trail, and which you were going to do, but we didn't know you intended on erasing the trail. And
oh,
having,
yeah.
You know, you didn't tell us that.
Yeah, and there had to be a designated enemy because, you know.
Yeah, if we would have realized what you were doing, we would have thought it was cool. Like we did when we realized what you were doing.
Well, yeah. It took a while for me to find a place where I could do it. And once I started doing it, it's like, oh, well, let's do this.
Right.
You know?
took us a minute to catch on to what you wanted to do.
Yeah, it just happened to be at the last second, but we got there. We got the Kaplinger Mills. So.
Yeah, we made it happen.
Yep.
The last month of the game, or the last couple of weeks of the game.
Yep, made it to Kaplinger Mills. Well, it took me extending, what was that city? Was it Ava? Or so, what was the place that was south of... down there where one of your ex-non-girlfriends live.
Ex-non-girlfriends?
Yeah.
Aurora?
Yeah, Aurora. It took me extending Aurora up to that other city.
No, she's actually one of my ex-girlfriends, not one of my ex-non-girlfriends.
Oh, I thought she was never actually one of your girlfriends. I'm sorry.
Who?
So she actually made it to girlfriend status.
Delana?
No, not Delana.
Oh, you're talking about Lori.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah, she's an ex-non-girlfriend.
Yeah, so Mountain View.
Mount Vernon.
Mount Vernon. Yeah, so I extended, was Aurora up until I got to Mount Vernon. But Mount Vernon wasn't appropriate for my goals. So I had to carve a hole through Mount Vernon in order to continue extending Aurora up through it.
Well, and you never actually completed your goal.
Yeah, I was going to bring that all the way up to Greenfield. But once you guys caught on to what I was doing, it's like, well, okay, let's do the Stockton thing. Let's do the Eldo thing and move it all the way to Kaplinger Mills. And we got her done.
Got her done!
Yeah, we got her done. And, you know, if we had more time, we would have done another one down to Stockton. And I probably would have kept working on the Greenfield thing. So.
Good thing I had all those alts.
Yeah. Yep.
And that's where mules come in handy.
Yep. Say hurrah for the mule.
Hurrah for the mule. Hip, hip, hooray. Yeah, because for every character that lives in a city, you were able to have how many spaces?
Yeah, but they had to be active characters.
Right, so all my alts had to stay active. But how many spaces were you allowed to have, or do you remember?
I don't remember. There was some math behind it.
It was like a dozen or so.
Yeah, there was some math. And most cities had enough people to make the cities quite big, but see, that's the other problem Mount Vernon.
Mount Vernon. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of dead people in Mount Vernon. So there was to use Mount Vernon, I would have had to remove a lot of city sections.
Because they were inactive, you wouldn't have been able to extend it, because once you got rid of it, it would count against you.
Yeah, I had to bring it down to the point where I had destroyed enough that I had something I could actually build with, because they were, you know, they were in the negative as far as active characters was concerned. At some point, it was active. But it wasn't anymore. So.
Right.
Does your mom have a little dog?
No, that's that Chihuahua across the street.
Wow. I'm hearing Chihuahua
terrier.
Across the street.
It's a rat terrier.
I like rat terriers.
Yeah, they're like little Chihuahua rats. Yep, yep, yep. It's annoying. I like to harass it.
Annoying.
Kind of like David Ray.
It's annoying.
Kind of like David Ray.
Really?
No.
You'll have to introduce me to sometime so I can avoid him.
Yeah, you might want to do that.
Let's see now.
So, I'm playing Mystera Legacy again because I ended up a dog drafter from PK. I don't know what he was in PK, but that's what he was in Red Towers.
Right.
He is just drafter in Mystera Legacy. And the funny thing is I started out on a seasonal server, which is no longer the seasonal server. It's now the Asian server. And it's mostly Chinese playing on it. if you're not Chinese, they pretty much kill you and run you off.
Which server is this?
My mom says that's rude. That's the rumor. I don't know how true that is, but it's the agent server. So you'd have to be able to communicate with them, otherwise they kill you.
Ni hao.
Right. So, probably not wise to go there unless you speak their language. The so I started out there until I found out.
Hello. Okay, who lost who? Okay, I think we lost a co-host who was talking about Mysteria Legacy. Hopefully he calls back in.
It could be me. Let me check. No, I still have the podcast. Yep. Let me text him, folks. Oh, here, I heard a dingbat.
Hello, and welcome to the DD&D podcast, Demented Dungeons and Dragons.com.
He got behind.
Who are you calling a dingbat? My mom?
You went ding!
Yeah. So I started out on a seasonal server until I figured out why they called it the seasonal server. Basically, it was the plan was that they was going to reset it every 3 months. And you basically start from scratch.
Right.
And they were going to post the stats on the leadership board on the website. So, so it's more like a competition server. Whoever's got the best stats at the end of the 3 months, you know, got prizes or something. Who knows what they got. I was there for almost the whole 3 months. The first month I was kind of like, didn't know that. I didn't start right in January, but it was pretty close, or January 1st, but it was in January. And I found
out. So were you in the competition, you know, there at the end, or?
No, I pretty much bailed in February. Towards the end of February, when I first found out about it, I was like, forget this. But I ended up staying, you know. I was like, well, I'll use this as my training, you know, for training wheels, if you will. And so I learned a lot while I was on the seasonal server on how to play. I mean, I figured, well, it's all going to be gone in 3 months anyways. You know, so I just figured it was kind of like Noobsville. And I just learned how to do stuff.
How to get your rear end handed to you in a sling.
Pretty much, because it was harder there than it was on the other servers, because they don't just, well, there are certain people that just go around and kill whoever. Fire Nerd is one of them. So if you're on the East or the West Coast server and people say something about Fire Nerd in chat, run and hide, because if he sees you and he can kill you, he will. He kills everybody. He's like,
so
right,
how do you get rid of people? How do you get rid of people like that?
Kill them. But you got to be more powerful than him, than they are, and he's one of the most powerful players. He don't attack the more powerful players. He just goes around and kills weak people.
Right.
He's a bully. So,
wonder how old he is in real life.
Probably 85.
with the mentality of a 5-year-old.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. It could be 5. I don't know. So.
In which case, his parents should be spanked.
So, I started out on the seasonal server until I finally got tired of that. And then I went. I actually started on the West Coast server, but I was meaning to start in the Midwest server. But I was already out of Noobville in the West Coast server. And then I thought, well, you know, everybody in our PK kingdom.
Right.
Okay. Oh, somebody else was in. Who was that?
I don't know. They'd never announced themselves.
That was weird.
Or maybe that was your other phone call finally falling off.
Oh, you never heard a ding before?
No, I never went ding. It just went silent.
Oh, okay. So anyway, I started out on the West Coast server, and I was thinking, you know, everybody from PK that was in our kingdom is from all over the world. So I thought, oh, the seasonal server would be better because it'd be more international. I didn't know what seasonal meant. So I got there, and then I figured out what seasonal meant.
Well, it'd be better if you could take over the seasonal server.
Yeah. So I eventually left the seasonal server, and I started up a new character in the Midwest server.
And that'd be funny if all of you know, get all of the friends together playing the seasonal server, and you guys do better than anybody else because you all cooperate.
Yeah. Oh, well, there's people in the game that cooperated.
In the seasonal?
Yeah.
Okay.
People form teams and alliances just like anywhere else. But if you weren't on their team, they killed you.
Right.
Where on the other servers, they're not quite like that. They get to know you and know what you're about before they try to kill you. You know, they might want you on their team, you know.
Right.
So, the West Coast server, the Midwest server, they're safer than the seasonal server was. I got killed so many times on the seasonal server. People were raiding me constantly, destroying my stuff, killing me, doing all kinds, stealing all my things. It was difficult. But I kept having to come up with ways to protect myself, you know. And but that was good. It got me prepared. Well, because I wasn't going to go out and attack and raid other people.
Wimp.
But I did end up recruiting a couple other noobs that were being attacked and raided, and they came and joined my kingdom before I finally quit. And then
you
I
deserted
ended up,
them. Shame on you.
They hardly ever played. So I was like, hey, here's the castle. Do with it as you wish. I'm going to go to the West Coast server. Or the Midwest server. And
I'm leaving on a jet plane.
But they had everything I had built up. And I built up a pretty good infrastructure. So the seasonal server helped me learn what I needed to do. So I wasn't such a noob when I went to the other game. And so I was going to go to the Midwest server, but while I had my noob in Noobville getting, you know, now I knew the certain things that I needed in the game. And so I kept my character in Noobville as long as possible, collecting these certain items that are very valuable in the game.
Right.
And so when I got bored with just collecting those things, I logged in my West Coast server character and went around and did certain stuff there and ended up bumping into Drafter. And so then I ended up staying there. I built my castle across from his castle. And
the Sioux Castle?
Yeah, we were neighbors. And nobody, for the most part, nobody really messed with me because, you know, I built up a pretty good infrastructure pretty quick. I basically built a 2-layer castle, one underground, one above ground. And I built my protection underground first, and I had a staircase right in the middle of the castle. It was funny, too, because this one guy, while I was still building, he was like this big badger-looking character. And I dug a moat on the upper level. I dug a moat all the way around the perimeter where I was planning on building to kind of indicate this is where I'm going to be building. And so as I was building, this guy came up and read one of my signs. And I went up, you know, and he was, rummaging around my place. So I walked over by my staircase, and then he crossed my moat. So I went downstairs into my lair. Well, he followed me down there and got attacked by all my towers.
Yeah. Ouch.
He scrammed to get out of there as quick as possible. And then he went outside of my moat and stayed there and talked to me from, you know, on the other side of the water.
From a safe distance.
Right. He knew that I wasn't just, you know, I wasn't such a noob after all, you know. So that right there kind of, you know, let people know that, you know, I wasn't going to be, you know, walked on.
Right.
And nobody really messed with me too much. Had a couple people kill me or try to kill me. I had to kill one guy that, you know, the rest of them were too powerful. I couldn't kill them. But I ended up making friends with two of the most powerful kingdoms in the game. And Drafter was a member of one of them. And then the other one, they wanted my basement. They were expanding their territory, and they wanted my basement. And they asked me politely to move. They said they would compensate me for materials lost. So I ended up packing everything up, and I was going to move to where I was on the seasonal server in this game, because it's actually a better location. And so I packed everything up, tore everything down, loaded all my materials up on my alts, and took them to the new location and put them in the underworld where they wouldn't be bothered. And somebody just so happens to have built where I wanted to build. So,
shame on them.
I know, right? So I just left all my materials on my alts, and I just been going around collecting materials waiting for these guys to move or go. Huh? Yeah. So I figured I'd just wait them out. Once they decide to leave or whatever, then I would build there. Well, now another person is built next to them. So now there's two people there. It's like, ah, great. Well, in the meantime, I ended up joining Bar, the people that wanted my basement. I ended up joining them. So that gave me protection. Nobody tried to kill me anymore. Because they were the most powerful kingdom in the game, because the second most powerful kingdom dissolved.
All right, so now it's you. You're the most powerful kingdom.
Well, I was a member of the most powerful kingdom.
Oh, well, okay.
Not me. But apparently the person who was a leader of the other more powerful kingdom got found out that they were doing shady stuff, and basically everybody quit that kingdom. And, you know, they thought that, you know, basically that person was playing two sides, you know, kind of like Uncle Sam does.
Right.
And, or actually more like the banking system does. So, you know, basically they were pretending to be protectors and they were pretending to be the good guys. In the meantime, they were raiding and looting their own people.
Because they knew where all the good stuff was.
Right, and people trusted them. They thought they were good people. And they were robbing and plundering and pillaging their own people. Like politicians. So, everybody pretty much abandoned that kingdom. Except for the bad guys. And so it died out. And so they probably all changed their names and changed their kingdom because they didn't want people to know that they're not what they said they were. Blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So Bar became the number one kingdom in the game because of that. Well, Drafter left that kingdom, and him and a few others started their own little tribe. And they've been bugging me since I showed up in the West Coast server to join their kingdom. They've been wanting me to join their kingdom the whole time. In fact, they just told me that today. You know, I already knew they'd been trying to get me to join their deal, but they told me again today. I said, "We're so glad you're part of our team. We've been trying to get you since the beginning." I didn't think I was that valuable, but...
Like, what took you so long?
I just said, thank you for having me, and gave them a happy face. But I didn't join their kingdom to begin with because I wanted to start our own. I wanted our own kingdom.
Right, and I won't play.
Right.
I'm sorry.
So my kingdom sucks because none of my people are there. I was the only one.
I tried to play. I just can't.
Well, the biggest problem is the maintenance. You're constantly having to maintain your stuff.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, there's things on Mabinugi that require maintenance, and I just don't get those things.
Right. For this game, you don't have a choice. You're building. You have to maintain it. The only way you can play the game without maintaining it is just go around and be like Fire Nerd and kill everybody.
Yeah, well, okay. See, now this game, they just allowed you to start building houses in your homestead that you can store stuff in. But you have to pay a monthly fee, and one of the things I looked at is you can't build up a year's worth of rent and pay it all at once.
Oh, you got to pay it weekly or monthly?
Every month you have to pay the rent or it goes away, and everything you put in it goes away too. And so that's too much hassle, you know? So
what happened to your fire, Mom? She killed the fire. Well, she is a water sign.
The fire bug killed the fire.
Cancer is a water sign.
It'll come back.
Anyway.
Fire? Is there any lighter fluid?
I got some gas oil mix.
Don't do that.
I'm
jerk.
Just kidding. Jerk.
Jerk.
So anyways,
that's smarter than I was.
Right. So if you don't pay your deal and don't play every month, you lose everything.
Yeah. So
yeah, Mysterio Legacy is kind of like that. They got where you can rent locations on the square, but they charge you every week. You got to log in every week and pay your dues every week.
Right. Yeah.
Or you lose it. And then somebody else can come in and take all your stuff.
There was another game I played. It was a space opera game where you fly around in a spaceship. I can't remember the name of it. But if you didn't... your character could exist forever. But if you didn't play, your equipment would degrade until eventually all you had was your base equipment. You know, so you might have your gold and some of your materials and stuff like that that you collected, but your ship would slowly disintegrate until all you had was the ship. Your engines would be gone. Your firepower would be gone. All that stuff would be gone.
Oh, I got this diesel oil. Diesel will get the fire going.
Yeah, it's starting to get chilly in here.
It's a little chilly tonight. Yeah, so all these games have a rate of decay. And Mysterio Legacy...
And there should be.
Right. Mysterio Legacy's rate of decay is just a little too much. But I did find out that you can slow that rate of decay down by putting dragon scales in your wall.
Right.
So there's an extra material that you have to gather in order to slow down your rate of decay.
Yep, yep.
So I've been collecting those so that when I do build my next castle, I'll be able to have a stronger infrastructure. But I got two characters. I got Kano and Kano. My second Kano is Kano with a zero.
Zero the hero.
Yep, yep. All right. Let's see what happens here.
What? No way.
No way. I put it out. I should catch.
I'm getting ready to put some stuff on the auction system here.
No,
and it was telling me that the thing I was selling sells for an average price of, oh, man, really? It's not even worth selling.
There it goes. Told you it would catch. Wow, that little match did wonders. Man, my mom got some really cool matches, man. That match just lit the whole thing up.
Right, after you dump my blue fuel oil on it, right?
Blue death.
Oh, okay.
No, it's not blue death. Container was blue death, but it's got diesel fuel in it. But yeah, so... But now that I'm part of another kingdom, I don't got to worry about all the maintenance so much. So the game's actually more fun again.
There you
got
go.
Other people that are worrying about the maintenance, but there's like a dozen of us. So when I see that there's a problem, then I maintain. But I don't have to worry about maintaining everything by myself.
Right. There's other people looking out for it.
Right. But I pretty much have been sticking to the chicken coop because that's the thing that I miss the most about my castle, my chicken farm. And I've been doing such a great job. I mean, because I just joined like not even a week ago. Oh, yeah, a hornet came in and killed all of our chickens. Well, not all of them. All of them in the main corridor where they, the feather section where they got the chickens running loose in like a little area. And they're supposed to drop feathers. The hornet came and killed all but one of those. But all the ones that I had that I was working with in their chicken coops, they all survived but one. Another hornet got in there and killed that one. Well, see, I learned my lesson not to have them all out in the open like that because one animal can come and kill all your stock.
Right.
But if you have them in their individual coops or individual cages, then you have to, you know, however many animal, however many chickens you have, it requires that many other animals to come and kill your chickens. So they had 4, 8, 9 small cages. One's a really, really small one, and the others are a little bit bigger. Bigger than the ones that I had originally. Mine were actually really small. But, so they have eight little cage areas. And so they weren't really using them. So I went and manipulated them to make them better. And I've just been working that. And they're just like, wow. Because I, like, got all these fertilized eggs all lined up, ready to go. I've been, you know, making feathers and, you know, making chickens and, you know, all the stuff. And they're just, like, really happy that I'm part of their kingdom now.
There you go.
And I pretty much just stay in a chicken coop. I don't hardly go anywhere else.
Mr. Feather.
Mr. Feather. And actually, that's Delana's name is Feather. She would be the one to actually be there. But yeah, so I just collect feathers and breed chickens, and that's pretty much what I do most of the time. But I do need to start building my stats, and so I do need to go up north and collect some black rocks. But, oh, the funny thing is, okay, where I built my my castle and my farm.
Right.
Well, Bar wanted the basement. And so they got their deal down there, and it's kind of cool, but it's just big, you know. And whenever I was part of their kingdom, I was actually able to go check it out. You know, I explored the whole deal. And being with Bar was nice because they actually had multiple places all over the game, and I could just go anywhere. And they almost everywhere I went, they had a sanctuary.
Some place where you'd play it safe.
Well, like the other day, right before I joined Drafter's tribe, that's called Hempshire or Hemp something. You know, after marijuana, hemp. So it's hemp something. And Hemptopia, Hempshire, something like that. But anyway, right before I ended up joining them, I was still kind of, you know, I rebirthed my character. So my character was weak. And I had these two guys following me, and I wasn't sure if they were going to try to kill me or not. So I ran into a bar door. And they just stood outside the castle or the building.
Waited patiently.
Yeah, they were I'm sure they were talking amongst themselves. But they just stood there and for 1 minute or two, and then they left. You know, they didn't say anything, they didn't do anything. They just stood there for a little bit and then left. But
they're sitting there contemplating whether it was worthwhile to be chased down for the rest of their lives or not.
probably, because like I said, Barr is like the biggest, most powerful team. And I made friends with a lot of people in Barr because in the beginning, this is a practice that I implemented early on. And I didn't realize that it was going to be so lucrative in the long run. I was just being nice. But if I seen somebody had a hole in their wall, I would plug it for them. But I wanted them to know that I plugged it for them.
Right.
Because I was trying to make friends. I mean, I'm a peaceful player anyways. But I wanted, you know, I wasn't trying to make enemies. I was trying to let them know that I'm not here to make enemies. I'm here to make friends. So if they had a brick wall, I would plug their hole with a wooden panel. If they had a wood wall, I would plug it with a stone panel so they would know something's not right here and they'd check it out. And they have this hourglass in the game where you can look and see who built the wall.
There you go.
Which I didn't know that at the time. But
so everybody would know that you did it.
Everybody would know that I did it. So, and so that's how I made friends, was by fixing their walls for them and keeping other people from coming in and raiding them.
There you go.
Right. So the funny thing is, all right, so where I had my castle originally on the West Coast server, Barr wanted the basement, so I gave them my basement. And then I lost interest at that point because they didn't really want the upstairs. But I kind of lost interest because I didn't have my lair anymore. All I had was the farm. I was like, well, crap. I don't have a place for my alt, and I ain't got a place to, you know, my sanctuary. My sanctuary was underground. So I just let it fall apart. I collected a lot of the materials, but a lot of it just fell apart. And I just relocated. Well, then after I left, Drafter and his kingdom ended up taking over the spot that I was at. The upstairs part. And guess what they built? Where my farm was.
I have no idea.
A farm.
Shit.
So I'm basically back where I was when I first started. In a chicken coop, almost exactly where I had my chicken coop.
So you're doing what you were doing in the first place, but somebody else built it.
Exactly. In the same place. I'm doing the same thing I was doing before. In the same place I was doing it before, but now I'm doing it for them instead of myself.
All right. Well, I hate to be a party pooper, but I've been up since before sunrise.
I hear you. I didn't get my sleep last night.
And while I don't need my eyeballs in order to talk, my eyes are watering something awful trying to stay awake. So,
I hear you. I need a shower and get ready for tomorrow. I got a big day tomorrow.
I'm so tired, I'm crying.
I don't know. What time is it? 11:30. No, it's 10:30.
Yeah, it all depends on which clock you're looking at.
It's like, oh, seriously? My mom's so easy, Keel.
Yeah, she should be used to you by now.
Yeah. Should be. But, yeah. All right. So, stay tuned for tomorrow. Tomorrow is our ScrapGov Scrap podcast. Drafter might call in for our ScrapGov Scrap podcast.
Woohoo.
Yeah.
Does he have some political stuff to talk about, or is he going to talk about aliens like our last guest?
He hasn't paid taxes in over 5 years.
Okay.
I was like, good. Or I said, good deal. And then I said, tax is theft. And he said, and borrowing is slavery.
Yes. Yeah.
So he's right down our alley.
There you go. Battery
and,
the bed.
He calls. I remember him talking in Red Tower saying that he's a hippie. So I don't know exactly what he is. But I know he's like, he's similar to us.
He's either a hippie or a hippie pretend to be.
He's a pot-smoking hippie.
Or he's a fed trying to bust some pot-smoking hippies.
I'm not 100% sure he's a pot-smoking hippie, but his kingdom is named after hemp. He probably is. But,
all right.
He's cool.
I'm going to say goodnight, folks.
So long, farewell. I'll be here saying good night.
Good night.
Good night. All right. So we didn't read our disclaimer. Basically, check out our disclaimer. And our podcast is Friday or Saturdays and Sunday nights. I'm getting tired too. I didn't get much sleep last night. Our Saturday night podcast is called Demented Dungeons and Dragons. And we talk about everything, including but not limited to Dungeons and Dragons. It starts at 9 p.m. during the summer and 8 p.m. during the winter. And then on Sunday is our Scrap Gov Scrap podcast. Although I'm thinking that maybe the Saturday podcast needs to be changed to a different day because, there's times I want to go out. You know, I'm single. I want to mingle. And you can't, meet a woman if you're not going out. You know, it's like, how can you meet somebody if you're staying inside doing a stinking podcast and not getting out? So I'm wanting to get out a little more. I mean, unless I find somebody, then I don't need to get out. I'll be in with them. So, but I'm not sure I really want to get serious again. I've been burned too many times. Although, I don't know, I got two right now that I'm kind of talking to that I like, and they are pretty good potentials, and maybe, I think I got another one that's looking at me, might be interested in me, and she might be a pretty good potential, so we'll see what happens. Actually, I've got more than that. That's actually looking at me, but, and I'm not sure who all is because I don't approach women typically. I probably should. I probably have a whole lot more success if I actually approached more women, but I don't. I just don't do it. That's the one thing I got to work on. I mean, I can approach just about anybody when it comes to business, but when it comes to women, I'm not so good at that. I get choked up. But nonetheless, our Demented Dungeons and Dragons podcast is on Saturdays at the moment. And 9 Central Standard Time, or Central Daylight Time, and 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. And then our Scrap Gov Scrap podcast is on Sundays after church, approximately 7 p.m. So, there you go. And I got to get on the internet sometime and delete some podcasts off our free conference call thingy so that we got room to record more. Basically, we use free conferencing or free conference call to record our podcast, and the phone number is on the website. And then what I do is I go there, download it to my computer, rename it, and then upload it to my server and on my website. And then you can basically listen to it there. So it might take a couple of days, like right now in Kansas City with my mom, and I take care of business up here. So I'm probably not going to upload this podcast till Wednesday when I get back to Oklahoma, because I got my computer with me, but I have not logged it on since I left Oklahoma. So there you go. But like I said, you know, join us for our ScrapGov Scrap podcast on Sunday, or our Demented Dungeons and Dragons podcast on Saturdays. And we don't just talk about games. We talk about everything. But I try to talk about the games as much as possible, because the games and the farm is pretty much what this podcast is supposed to be about. It started out to talk about getting off the grid and stuff like that. Now it's kind of turned more into us talking about our personal lives and a whole bunch of other stuff. Some of it is valid, some of it's not. But it is whatever. So, I try to keep it more focused on the actual topics. And if we do get off on personal stuff, well, you know, we try to make a point about it so that there's a point to it. So there you go. I'm going to go take a shower and get ready to go to bed and get ready for my big day tomorrow. Ta-ta for now.